Good morning, brethren. We'd want to welcome all our friends to our convention. And we'd like to open the convention with our theme hymn, number 179, The Endless Song. 179, we'll remain seated for all the three verses and go into our Bethel service. Bethel service this morning, we'll have Brother David Herchuk of Winnipeg for the morning resolve, Brother John Ukrainsky, Chicago, the vow unto the Lord, and Brother Ralph Gaunt of Jackson will read the manna.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50:5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today as a saint of God fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, to the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of the congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions are the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters, in the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. If the consecration be to the Lord, then every sacrifice of our just rights and interests on behalf of ourselves as new creatures, on behalf of husband or children, father or mother, neighbors or friends, brethren in Christ, is counted of the Lord as so much done to Him. Whereas, if the very same service were rendered from any other standpoint, by anyone unjustified and not consecrated to the Lord, or merely done to the individuals and not as a sacrifice unto the Lord, these things would not count to us as priests, as our sacrifices. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
We'd like to welcome you to our annual spring convention. We welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our hope is that our efforts in arranging this convention will redound to our Heavenly Father's glory and honor, and will also work to our mutual building up in our most holy faith. We would like to have you go away from the convention strengthened and built up in the inner man, so that you would be better equipped to fight the good fight of faith. Because the days are evil, and if the Apostle Paul says the days were evil in his day, think how much worse the conditions are in which we live. And we are nearing the fruition of our hopes, and we are much closer to our deliverance than when we first began. As a matter of fact, the entire church is near the very end of its deliverance. So we look to the Heavenly Father for His overruling providences, that you may be strengthened in the inner man encouraged to continue the good fight of faith and lay hold, get a better hold on eternal life, the divine life to which you and I have been called. So we pray that the Lord will overrule, and we do in faith that he will overrule all things to his honor and glory, and that you and I will be better equipped. Now, we do want to make at least one announcement, because we have been approached, and that is in regards to the toilet facilities. There are two rooms downstairs, one for gentlemen and one for ladies, and there is one immediately back of the hall for gentlemen. The ladies is further down the hall. You have to come in the door this way to continue the hall, and then farther on the left you'll find the door there. There should be, by now there should be directions and cards to that end. And we might at this time mention that there are cards for the sick and the isolated at the back table for that reason, to encourage those that do not have the privilege that you and I have and were not able to come and meet with us. And also, if there's any accommodations, why, you can get in touch with Brother Peter Fulujewski, and you'll find him usually at the back of the hall or at the book table, which is through the doors that you entered.